CJMQ 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello, and good afternoon. Today we have a bit of snow, which is a little unusual for us, but I'm sure it's a harbinger of things to come. So, still no movie theaters open, and we are fortunate to have so many streaming services out there. And I think today, rather than talking about, you know, what's on all the streaming services, because there's frankly just too much, I'll just focus on Netflix, which I suspect is the most popular of the various streaming services. So my plan for today, which finally isn't going to happen, was that I would look at movies which feature movie stars from the past. And what sparked this was reading about a new movie with Sophia Loren. I'm not sure how many listeners out there remember Sophia Loren from the as early as the 50s, I think, and then 60s and 70s and 80s and so on. And she recently, to do this movie, she came out of retirement. She's now 87 years old, a little hard to believe, 87 years old. And in this movie, she portrays, of course, a much older woman in Italy. It appears to be, I think it's Rome, but I'm not 100% sure, in Rome, who takes in a young Senegalese man whose parents have been killed. And he's kind of a troublemaker. And of course, needless to say, it takes a while for them to bond, but eventually they do bond. And she is, even from the beginning of the movie, she's clearly suffering from something along the lines of Alzheimer's. So that kind of moves on as the movie moves on. So the young man in the movie is excellent. I don't know who he is, but he's terrific. He's like 12. And probably from Senegal. The movie is dubbed in English. I'm assuming that they're all actually speaking Italian to each other, but it's dubbed in English, and surprisingly, it works. I thought dubbed movies kind of didn't work anymore. People, it's just not something that you see much of. Usually, if it's a movie in another language, they don't dub the voices. They do subtitles, but this one happens to be dubbed, and that part is okay. And the other thing that recommended it is that the movie is directed, possibly even written by Sophia Loren's filmmaker son, Eduardo Ponti. Sophia Loren was married for many, apparently happily married for many, many years to Carlo Ponti, who was a big man in film in Italy. And they had a couple of sons, and at least one of them, Eduardo, is making movies. So he's cast his mom in the role of Madame Rosa, the woman that I was talking about, who, for whatever reason, a little hard to say, is Jewish and an Auschwitz survivor. So that has that gets a little airtime in the movie. The problem with the movie, and there is a problem, and it's why I'm not recommending it really highly, is that it's just not a very good movie. It's kind of stilted, and as lovely as it is to watch Sophia Loren in her late 80s, it's a little bit disconcerting. She is really old. I mean, very old. And if you go online and you can see what her, you know, how she was looking and behaving in her previous movies. Anyway, so as I said, my plan had been to watch several movies featuring stars of the past and then talk about those. And I got as far as this one, and I should tell you the title. It's something like The Life Ahead, and it's a Netflix original. the life ahead. So unless you are just really interested in seeing what Sophia Loren is all about these days, take a miss on this movie. There's another movie, which I got two other movies actually in that, in this same vein of featuring stars who are at least in their 80s, if not well into their 80s. And one is a Jane Fonda vehicle called Our Souls at Night, which features not only Jane, who's something like 82 at the moment, it also has Robert Redford, and he too is up in his 80s. And I think it didn't get terribly good reviews, but once again, if you're a Jane Fonda / Robert Redford fan, I think this is one that you would want to watch. And the third movie in this genre of movies, mostly dramas featuring older but really famous performers, there's a movie called The Mule with with Clint Eastwood. And I didn't rewatch The Mule, but I had seen it, I think it was within the past year. And it's wonderful. It's Clint Eastwood being, you know, crotchety, older Clint Eastwood. And he plays a florist who's basically put out of business, and he ends up finding a way to make a living, but on the shady side of the law. And he is excellent. He's a bit older. Well, he's a lot older. He's a bit tired, but he still does a wonderful job with his film roles. And this is one of the good ones. So The Mule, I recommend. Our Souls at Night, truth be told, I haven't seen it, but it does have those two wonderful stars. And the Sophia Loren movie is... Yeah, take a miss on that. It's just not worth spending time on, I think. But that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Now another, just we talked I think the last time about various series and movies that I kind of liked, and I mentioned that the Crown is in its fourth season now, and for anybody who somehow doesn't know what The Crown is all about, it's a Netflix original focusing on the royal family, the British royal family. And it began when Princess Elizabeth at the time was sort of coming to power. And it's quite intimate. And it doesn't seem to pull a whole lot of punches about the way the royal family has behaved over the past little while, or the past long while, actually. The Queen has been on the throne for far more years than you could possibly imagine, and Prince Charles is probably getting a little bit impatient to take her place, but she shows no signs of slowing down, even though she may be 90, she's certainly out there. But anyway, so The Crown, the season 4 is the season which focuses on the royal relationship with Prime Minister Maggie Thatcher, and among a number of other issues. But there's the Maggie Thatcher relationship, and there's the Prince Charles and Diana Spencer relationship, which gets a lot of I suspect this is what most of the season will focus on. They've already had some, we've now watched two episodes, and Diana plays a bit, not Diana per se, but her meeting with Prince Charles and how that kind of shapes up is all out there, and it's kind of disturbing. I mean, we all know it doesn't have a nice ending, but it's so well done. The series is really just amazingly well done. Olivia Colman plays the Queen. I'm not sure who Diana is played by, but she's young and innocent and very, very much like Diana. So this would be something that I would definitely recommend. And if you like that sort of stuff, that kind of show. There's at least two other, I think more than that, actually, probably two or three companion pieces to go with that. One is called Diana in Her Own Words, and that's a kind of a documentary. It's not a dramatization the way The Crown is. And then there's the one called, I think it's The Windsors, which is a comedy. Anyway, if you're a royal watcher, or if you're a royal, if you're someone who really hates royalty, these are perhaps good ideas for a way to occupy yourself in our upcoming, in the second wave of COVID, when we are once again probably going to be indoors more than we would like to be. But if you have Netflix, good for you. And if you don't, you might want to think about investing in it. It's not hugely expensive. I think it's something like $16 a month. And in my personal opinion, it's very worthwhile. I have more than that streaming service, but this one is far and away the one that has the most variety and in some ways the best, I suspect, the best content. So I think that's enough rambling for now. Just if you, in lack of being able to get to a movie theater and having movies playing which benefit from being in a movie, in a big movie theater, make yourself comfortable at home. You know, pop some popcorn and open a soft drink and just relax and enjoy one of the streaming services. I think you can't go too wrong. There's so much variety, something for everybody. You know. Anyway, okay. So hopefully we'll be good for another show, and I will try to find a theme. Maybe the theme would be all comedies or all kids shows or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Anyway, because if you can, you have to sort of narrow it down. Otherwise, you could spend many hours just talking about the huge variety of quality programs and some not so quality programs that are on Netflix. That's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.